Who's gonna kiss your red rosy cheeks? Who's gonna glove your little hands? Who's gonna kiss your red rosy cheeks? The dress you wear so fine. I got my shoes from a railroad man. Wee, wee, hoo, hoo.
That's good. You sound
That's
real good.
That's a good one to learn. That's got a lot. You're the guitar.
Be a good way to end your waltzes, wouldn't it? I mean, when you're really into it.
Yeah. Them old timers with their guitar, you see, they got them ratchet.
Okay, here's what I'd like to suggest is have the Lilly Brothers go on and play some more tunes for us. And anybody who wants to go off and start working on that waltz, do so. In this afternoon sometime we'll have another session and we'll get together and they'll be the judge of how good we got. How we learned it. Do you have some questions?
Is there anybody who could just show us the bowing for a waltz? I have no idea what you don't shuffle, obviously.
I'll try to play it. Just I can only play it simple. I'm just learning the tune too, but I'll try.
Thank you.
floating like that.
That's good.
To get clear, pretty notes is harder than just playing a lot.
It really is.
You've done a good job.
That's a good job. It's harder to put a steady roll and calm yourself to not put too much in it. That's most of people's problem playing music. They try to put too much in it, and they really get so much that they can't handle it all. And if you just play a neat like he was and really conquer it, you really got something pretty. And it's outstanding. It's, you know, it's sort of like these guys on electric steel guitar you hear with the modern country music. They're not playing a lot, but what they're doing or what they do is well done, even the right level of the highness and low. What I mean, even the volume, they control that volume, and they do not let it override the singer, see. So what he did there was real good. That's real good. He learns real quick, doesn't he?
Can you get the dulcimer started on that tune?
Yeah, I think he already knows. See? Yeah,
he knows. Okay. You just
if anybody wants to practice that tune right now, if you just get out of hearing range a little bit so we can have some more good old time tunes here.
Yeah.
Do it right.
This is
rest
time.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Mike!
Okay. Sure you can, absolutely. Join in the fun and the song, that's what to do. Well, we'll do. What about something like the Kentucky Waltz or Shenandoah Valley Waltz? Well, in the shadows.
We'll try. Shenandoah Valley's fall. You got to play some more. Did you see the plane that crashed on the news?
No, but
Well, it. Cold pilot broke his back.
What did he do?
It was in the fog. It was a mail plane, I guess.
Get killed?
No, it didn't get killed. There's about five or six in it, and they all walked away, except one, he broke his back.
He's gone right. I will try another waltz here. They want us to do it. Well, she never heard the Shenandoah Valley Waltz. We'll try a little bit of that. So play along with us. I'll sing a little bit of it. Sing a little bit of it with me. It's okay. Okay. This is a pretty waltz. And I know Jimmy sells me to in a Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. I know that her love for me is true. Let me see if I can play the tune. This is, this is Connelly Dim in our mind. It's a West Virginia waltz. West Virginia Waltz.
Bye.
an airplane. Where's the I know that, but the next person, we would sing a song together when the birds would come, we would listen to the murmur, we'd listen to the murmur of the reed.
Probably foul the words up, but we'll try to straighten them out.
Thank you.
flowers on my grave. And get it together. We got some of the verses maybe wrong. Your version of it, I think, come from the later. This is an older version, is what it is. And you got it from some of the. I've heard some recordings of it, not too long ago, and they was not like the old original. Which I don't know. Sometimes old original means more to you than something new. I don't.
Just a.
Pretty tune, though. I like it. I just don't know the words. Yeah, it's been around a while. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, long black belly. Yeah, B does that. Yeah. No, he hasn't. We'll have him to do it. Yeah, we'll have him to do it. Yeah, he can do it. It's a... Pass me by, won't you, baby? Well, the Delmore brothers did change a few things because Delmore's, they was a little more up to date than the Callahan brothers and the Carters and some of them. The Delmore brothers in their days was pretty up to date. It's like Monroe brothers over the Blue Sky Boys. They were up to date more, see? They was more unique or whatever you want to call it. That don't say that the others wasn't as good or better, but it's just as time goes by, it's like you kids over us. When you learn something, we do. I'm sure you'll change it around a little bit, and you'll have your little thing on it that'll be different to what we do it. The fact still remains that there's no two people in the world the same, and there's no day like the one you just lived. So we have to face facts as Lily brothers. We're going out of our days into other days, see. Matter of fact, you can't walk in the same place twice, not even if it's 50 feet, or you can't drive a car two times in one place. It's impossible. If you live to be 1,000 years old, you cannot run a car in the same tracks twice. Even your watch on your arm wears out. No, I'm trying to put times with old times what it really is. Since these old people and these songs, Lily Brothers does, if you're going to compare us with the real old timers, like Maynard's, Mountain, Monroe Brothers, Carter's, we are a little advanced on them in a lot of things. I play a mandolin. I know what I know and what I don't know. I know what other people knows and what I don't know. We absolutely have accomplished far beyond them. And you'll accomplish far beyond us. It's impossible for you not to, because your education level is higher than mine. You have had the chance to look at all of these things that we had to live and couldn't even see them. You see, you've had a chance to see us. So that makes a difference. So from here on, you can advance far. You can advance in 2 years or even less than we did in a lifetime.
Well,
but you will advance. You can't keep from it. Listen, I won't lie to you. I advanced in my life. I advanced on this mandolin and sang in tenor all I could. You know, that's a human being's instinct. We're made that way to progress in what we do. So don't feel bad about progressing. The main thing, listen to your teacher and do it neat.
Whatever. When you progress, do it neatly. Don't slop it up. If you do, you're just another rub-it-out musician.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're here today with...
Have you seen that? Is it Jackie May?
Yeah. Sure, we'll do it. And he wants you to do long black bells.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you're up to that one?
So you educated kids has got it on us, you see. You.
Hey, Pete.
And I don't envy. I believe in it. I like to see your interest in music. To me, it's great to see somebody. While we're singing this. Where did you get that lousy banjo? I'll trade you one for it, since that. No, I got RB-100. That's a good banjo.
Is that a good one?
Master Thunder.
Yeah, you talk about it.
Seen that damn way. Mark said you had a good one. No, you can't beat these with that big tone ring in it.
Have you paid any attention to the Delmore Brothers?
I'm going to get a tone ring and put in mine. That's all I'm asking. You bet they are, sure. You don't know where I could get a good tone ring.